I'm in too much pain right now to really think of anything else.
Why? What's going on?
My dumb butt tripped up the stairs and broke my wrist.
Tripped up the stairs?
Up the stairs.
Wow, that's a novel way to do it.
Yeah. You know, I was sober when I did this.
You were sober?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You weren't on cough medicine or anything?
No.
That takes talent.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, you don't hear too much about people. Although, these stairs here, have you walked up these very much, Jerrianne?
Yeah.
Have you fallen on them yet or tripped or anything?
Not yet. I've almost had a couple times.
We have stairs here that are like 6 inches deep.
Yeah, that's how my porch stairs are.
Yeah. And so every once in a while I'll be jogging up the stairs. You're like, oh, that's a good day. And like fall down and like catch myself in my hands. I'm like, yeah, pretty much everybody saw that.
Yeah.
Smooth.
And then we point and laugh.
Well, that's too bad. I hope your wrist gets better.
Thank you.
Stooks in the morning, you got something for Free for All Friday?
Yeah, man. What's the matter with these cops in this area, dude? Check this out. Okay. I'm coming in to work this morning, right? I'm coming off an I-70, and I was pulling up at this gas station to get some gas and stuff. So while I'm there, you know, these cops are everywhere with an ambulance, and from what the store owner was telling me, this lady was pumping gas. And you know how you can take and wipe the gas off your... when you spill it, wipe it with your sleeves of your arm, right?
What?
So she gets in the car and lights up a cigarette and her arm ignites.
Are you serious?
I bet you not, man. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
Where'd this happen at?
It's off in 70 somewhere, but the thing about it is once the cops get the fire and stuff extinguished out on the lady's arm and everything, they place her in handcuffs. This is crazy because what they're arresting her for was illegal use of a firearm.
God. I was getting ready to call you BS on this story because you wouldn't name specifically where it happened.
I know, man. I'm not that crazy.
Yeah. You like calling and messing us with us in the morning, don't you? I recognize that laugh.
Yeah, you got me yesterday about that Britney joke, didn't you?
Yeah.
Have a good one, dude.
Thanks for calling, man. Terrible. All right. Actually, yeah, I think I have. Yeah, here was him yesterday.
Britney should start her own Band-Aid. She should call it the patch, you know?
God, man. Listen to you, man. He's gone now, but he was really okay. Pleased with himself. I like that laugh.
Me too.
I'm a fan. All right, you got something for Free for All Friday? You're up. You got something for Free for All Friday?
You were talking about psycho boyfriends the other day.
Yeah.
Well, my sister dated quite a doozy. My husband and I were engaged to be married, and she was dating this guy, and we were like, hey, man, you have to come to the wedding or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we never sent him, like, a formal invitation. We just verbally told him. And about 4 months before the wedding, they broke up. And we didn't really think anything more about him. We kind of forgot about him.
Yeah.
And on our wedding day, we're standing in the receiving line, and who comes through the line but this dude.
Oh, my God.
And we're like, hey, man, what's going on? Glad you could make it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but then a year later at Thanksgiving, we're sitting around our parents' house, and the doorbell rings, and it's this guy. And we're like, hey, what's going on?
Geez, so you're pretending to tolerate him this entire time? You didn't tell him to screw off or anything like that?
Well, no, because we kind of felt sorry for him because he kind of had a bad family life.
Uh-huh.
And he had been in a town about 30 miles from us visiting his sister. And he's like, so I was just in the neighborhood, so I thought I'd stop by and say hi on my way home. Well, we weren't on his way home. We were in the opposite direction of his home. So I'm getting ready to leave to take my grandma home. And I'm sitting there praying that I don't come home and find my family acting. I'm getting a little worried at this point.
That was probably the proper feeling.
Yeah. So yeah, and once in a while he still surfaces again, but
yeah,
I don't know.
You didn't see him this Christmas or anything?
No.
He must have been busy burying bodies or something.
I think he was.